Hey, Darren Daily On Demand community, producer Mariana here. I'm really excited to share a very special bonus episode with you. Darren recently hosted a private mastermind with our elite members. The question came up, is the work from home societal trend post-COVID now dead? And how can I drive better high productivity with a remote or partially remote team? Feedback from our elite members was so incredible that Darren wanted to be sure business leaders had access to these tips and insights. So I'm excited to let you in on them right now. Let's listen in.
This first question was posed to me by Dan Mum, who is a celebrity real estate broker in Las Vegas. And I might ask all of you, you know, to start, have any of you had challenges with people that you have working remote, people working from home, or trying to incorporate the hybrid model? If the answer is yes to any of that, or if you want to get some ideas about how to better manage your team on site, I think Dan's question will bring out some of that value to you. So he asked me this question. He said, what is your current stance on remote work with regard to general societal trend post-COVID? Do you still feel like it is a permanent trend, or has this reversed at all with some of the companies requiring people to return to the office at least part-time? He also said that I've made two full-time remote hires post-BMC, which gave me access to an incredible talent pool, but I've had problems with employees moonlighting. Any advice or recommendations here? Okay, so here's the thing about humans. Humans, as we know, are primates and a social tribe species. And when you put a troop of primates together in a closed physical space, the middle school recess playground is recreated all over again and all the drama that comes with that. And the result is wasted capacity and endless distractions and time-sucking inconveniences that go along with having to commute into an office, right? Commuting and the morning prep of getting ready, the inane office chit-chat, the got a minute interruptions that happen all day by coworkers, impromptu and poorly structured meetings just because people are within arm's distance, having to wait for resources, be that printers or photocopiers or other office tools, noise distractions, loud conversations, phones ringing, water cooler, break room talk, lunch logistics, workplace politics and gossip, unplanned social events that you feel forced to attend, birthdays, farewells, other such stuff. And so I'd say in the debate of whether work from home is more productive, there's no doubt that work from home is more productive with these two caveats. And these are the important caveats that everybody needs to take in the mind. Number one is that it is being led by the right leader, meaning that leader has real EQ, has real leadership skills, and knows how to use systems correctly. The second thing is that that leader has hired and recruited the right candidate. A right candidate from work from home, they have to have self-motivation and they have to have an environment set up for productivity, okay? The only problem in making work from home work really come down to the leaders and then who those leaders hire. Leading a work from home team requires actual leadership skills, modern leadership skills, one with high EQ and capabilities. You see, most leaders, people who are in a position of leadership, have a title of leadership, don't have actual leadership skills. They have technical knowledge, they have command and control skills, but they don't really lead, they manage. And then they manage by brute force, which means that they have to see, touch, and smell you in your cubicle to know that you are actually present and actually working. They only know management by proximity. This is what I would call a weakness default, meaning weak leadership. And the result is a weak culture and then terrible results. A leader who doesn't know how to really align and engage values and motivations, identify strengths and put people in the right seats, clearly articulate goals, priorities, and purpose, set up and reinforce simple accountability systems, and know how to communicate and keep people engaged. The EQ and skill set of leaders is the main reason why work from home fails. It is not whether the model of work from home works. It's whether you have a leader who knows how to lead a team working from home and the leader not having instituted the right systems. And here's the thing. This is true whether the team is working from home or not. The same lack of leadership skills, EQ, and lack of proper accountability systems is also a failure on site, but at least you can make up for that failure by brute force, by looking over their shoulder, by reaching and grabbing them, by visual contact. Okay. So in terms of the right systems, this means the correct recruiting systems, knowing how to vet for the right candidates, excellent onboarding and ongoing training systems, having clear scorecards, defining the role and making the winning expectations clear, smart, big goals and clear priorities, specific weekly vital metrics with reporting that is open and visible, simple project management tools like we use Asana and other efficiency tools, and then routines of accountability and communication. Now, here is the big disclaimer, okay? I am not suggesting anybody needs to have a work from home team. In fact, I would say most are incapable of having one and having it be effective because they are incapable of growing the needed skills. So they will be better to just default to brute force. And here's another big caveat. If having an on-site team is the leader's preference, then they should do as the frick they want, regardless of the trend, regardless of the talent pool access that that gives them, regardless. Many of my really good friends, I would probably guess all of them that I can think of off the top of my head, have on-site teams. Mark Sparks has to have an office. The guy doesn't know how to self-identify without going into an office every day and touching and poking his team. Dave Liniger, who once he retired out of active operational role at RE/MAX and is just the chairman of the board over there, but had to be removed from the office so that the CEO could operate on site, built a freaking 30,000 square foot home office, and it was just him and Adam sitting in it for the longest time. It might be just him and Adam and maybe one or two, but he needs an office and he needs to have anybody that he's going to hire to come into that freaking office because that's just the way he wants to do it. And you know what? Do what you want to do if that works for you, okay? So I'm always a big believer in the organization bending to the will and preferences of the leader because it will anyway, just by the fact that we are pack animals and we bend to the preferences and behavior of the alpha leader, okay? So if this whole work from home trend doesn't work for you, then don't freaking worry about it and do you to the best that you can do. If you do want to adapt and adjust and grow your modern EQ skills and use proper systems and benefit from the global talent pool and reap the benefits of increased productivity and all the rest of the things that we talk about, then great, do the work from home thing, okay? But the one thing I would rail against is it isn't a question of whether working from home is more productive or not, or that model does or doesn't work, because it's 100% dependent on the leader and the people that leader recruits, okay? So bottom line, it comes down to two factors, the leader and their skills, and number two, the team member and their skills. The team member also has to have the skills to be self-led, self-motivated, and have the setup to work from home. If they're working out in their family room, sitting on their couch, they shouldn't be hired for a significant position. And then to Dan's other point about moonlighting. Yes, some people who work from home will side hustle and moonlight on you. We've even had it happen to us. For as efficient and as aware and as in touch as we are with our own teammates, we hired a guy that was going to be the VP of marketing, and he was with us for 60 days. All along the way, our chief of staff, Jeremy, who's on with this, said he took another job, and he says, but don't worry, I'm gonna call him back. And he called him back, and she says, I convinced him. He's coming with us. Well, come to find out, he never told the other company that he wasn't going with them. He just said yes to us also and was trying to double bang until after finally 60 days were like, we knew after the first couple of weeks, something's not right. And it took us 60 days to figure out what was happening along the way. So here's the deal. It does happen and it will happen. Just know the upside is far greater than the downside. You cannot have any upside without having some equivalent downside. Just know that I guarantee you the upside is greater than the downside. And here's what we've learned about people side hustling on you. Number one, you have a pretty good idea when it's happening. You got to trust your instinct on it. We knew, but we didn't know for sure. And then we did. Okay. So you do know when it's happening. You have to be really forthright and attack it directly and nip it in the bud quickly. In other words, if you do find out it's happening, fire fast. The second thing is to put it in your employment agreement so that it is clear up front that they cannot have outside work. I'll read you our paragraph inside our employment contract to explain what this would sound like. Okay. And then the third thing is just remember again, it's a trade-off. Okay. Just think of all the money you save in office expenses. So just know there's a downside to every upside. This is just one of them. Okay. Here's, I'll read you the part of our employment contract. It says, other employment, the employee shall devote all his or her professional time and attention solely to the company's business interests without prior written approval of your supervisor. During the employment period, the employee may not engage directly or indirectly in any other business activity, regardless of whether it is pursued for gain or profit, without the written consent of the company. Nothing in this section limits the employee's rights to invest his or her money in real estate or other companies if that investment does not oblige the employee to assist in the operation of affairs of those companies. If you want that language specifically, Julie can send it to you if you're so inclined. And I actually take that paragraph and highlight it in yellow on our employment contracts so that there is no misunderstandings. I just want to prevent the misunderstanding up front and to scare them away if that was their intention going into the relationship.
Hey, producer Mariana here again. This topic of recruiting A players and leading a high performance team is a key part of Darren's 3-day virtual business masterclass. If you want to learn how to recruit anyone you want and get them to do anything you want productivity wise, then you'll want to get a seat at Darren's business masterclass. The next class will be the best one ever as it's our 40th anniversary celebration and Darren is pouring his heart and soul into it. By being a Darren Daily On Demand listener, he is also offering you a $2,000 scholarship towards your seat. To redeem that $2,000 gift, go to DarrenHardyGift.com. That's DarrenHardyGift.com. I'll be there. I hope you'll be there too.